Right now, we're talking with Dr. Billy Powell, Executive Vice President of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association. And Dr. Powell, I know yesterday you were busy on the phones trying to get a hold of the folks you could get a hold of after the disaster that hit the state. I know the tornadoes affected so many people, and that does include quite a few people that are members of the Alabama Cattlemen's Association.
Yeah, Randall, it's just absolutely unbelievable, the widespread devastation. You know, the news picks up the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, and certainly our hearts go out to those folks and condolences to any families that suffered and lost life. But, I mean, we yesterday spent pretty much the day calling, finally getting through to some of our leadership across North Alabama. And, you know, Franklin County was hit hard. DeKalb County was hit hard. Lawrence, Limestone, Madison, all across Tennessee Valley, and Cullman, Walker, Blount, it's just unbelievable. And fortunately, we hadn't lost a life amongst the folks in our membership or the cattle producers, but gee, it's thousands and thousands and thousands of oak trees and pine trees on fences, cattle out. And you know, most of our cattlemen up in that area also have poultry houses, and I think it's just devastating what is happening to the poultry industry.
And, of course, so many people were affected. Now, when it comes to folks in agriculture, obviously it's way too early to know the degree of just how devastating this was at this point, right?
No, I was with Commissioner McMillan and State Veterinarian Tony Frazier. The poultry situation, they got 300 or 400 poultry houses probably destroyed. But, you know, you can't even get trucks in on those rural roads because of the trees, and power's out. So, you know, the loss will continue to mount. I was talking to Eric Smith yesterday over in Pickens County, and, you know, you just really, until you have been in one, cannot comprehend the devastation of one of these tornado cells moving through. And he had a neighbor, and he said it was four poultry houses gone, and he said you couldn't find a piece of tin insulation. You know, it just swept it off. But one of the things, Howard Tenney and several of our Santa Gertrudis breeders have a sale schedule for this Saturday, the Crimson Classic sale at the Tenney Farm in Hansville, and it has been canceled. We're trying to get the word out on it. And Howard had so many trees down, barns destroyed. He said it'll be months before he can get his fences up.
Now, when it comes to actual cattle producers, as far as cattle, have you heard of any loss of animals, anything of that nature?
We really hadn't. State veterinarian said they'd gotten reports, and the vets had been involved with some horses and a few cattle that had broken legs or something and had to be destroyed, but we really hadn't. I think the calls yesterday, everybody was so shocked at seeing the fences down, trees on fences, and trying to find cattle, that they probably today will start getting more reports. We've had cattlemen call and say they had some pasture space that they could take cattle, and so we're trying to make an assessment and see as an association what can we do, as you recall, because you helped us. And Katrina and Ivan, you know, you get to a point that just locating fencing materials gets to be a critical need. So yesterday it was mainly the concern for human life and injuries. Donna Jo Curtis, we called Donna Jo. Their farm was spared with minimum damage. But, you know, right next door, the experiment station there at Bell Minum, she said everything was really search and rescue yesterday.
So basically then we're at a situation where the Alabama Cattlemen's Association is there. If producers need help of any kind, just to give you all a call.
Give us a call, and we sent out emails yesterday and said, you know, as we get into today and this weekend, give us a call. And the governor, the commissioner, the emergency management, Red Cross, those folks have really been on top of the situation, but it'll get down beyond human needs here. And just let us know what we can do. And, you know, cell phones have been out, cell phone towers, the power will be out in those rural areas, and from Tuscaloosa to Fort Payne for a week or so, probably.